For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Good qualitative researchers hone their observational skills to enable them to see what might otherwise be missed. They try to make the familiar strange. I received an assignment in a research class to sit in a mall for 3 hours and describe what I saw from the perspective of an alien visiting this planet. What would I see? How would I interpret what I saw? After 3 grueling hours of sitting at Galleria, I concluded the following as an alien. This structure is a very special place to these creatures. They have adorned the structure with lighted walkways, flowing water, and much greenery, perhaps in order to honor some life principle. They have spared no expense to make the structure shine, and its brightness is attractive. Special rooms throughout the structure contain items that meet the needs of the creatures. They come in great numbers. A sense of awe pervades the structure, as if here the beings are encountering the sacred. To make the familiar strange, well, it could turn a mall into a temple of sacred consumerism, couldn't it? Can it help us overcome our overfamiliarity with John 3:16? Can we hear these words, words that may have been the first words of Scripture we ever memorized, can we hear them in a new or different way? For God so loved the world. Look at the world. Consider the cruelties of war, the greed of consumerism, the disregard for life, the destruction of morality, the mockery of God's holy name, all accomplished in the world and by the world. But God loves this world, that he gave his one and only Son. Don't rush that phrase. What does giving mean in giving his only Son? Isn't it a euphemism for the nails, for the wood, the spear, the crown, the cross? How much does God love this world? The answer is found in the gift of our Savior's death and his resurrection, so that whoever believes in him will not perish. Focus on whoever. Gone are racial walls and cultural chasms that divide us. Focus on the word believes. Nothing about our merit, only about faith. Focus on the little word not. For because of faith, that not is placed between you and perish. Luther wrote about these words. These are words which no one can exhaust or fathom. And when they are rightly believed, they ought to make one a good theologian, or rather a strong, happy Christian, who can speak and teach aught of Christ, judge all other doctrines, counsel and comfort all men, and patiently bear all ills. And all this from words that we have heard over and over again. But they're new words for us, new words for us today, for today through the gospel we are again new creatures by the word, recreated in our baptisms and empowered by the Holy Spirit for lives of faith. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all our understanding, keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.